President's Trip. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following Hurricane Ian's devastation last week, President Biden will travel to Florida on Wednesday after he visits Puerto Rico, which was ravaged by Hurricane Fiona weeks ago, on Monday. Meanwhile, search and rescue efforts taking place in Florida areas impacted by Hurricane Ian. Fox's Steve Harrigan has more from Northport in Sarasota County.
We've seen everything that floats go in and out of these roads, which are now pretty much riverways. People going to check on their houses, going to bring people out. We've seen hundreds and hundreds of rescues over the past 48 hours. On day one, it was mainly emergency rescues. That has changed now. A lot of families coming out. We've seen those families, some of them in tough shape with small children after two or three days. Some people getting a little impatient. The list for rescues several hundred long, and some people decided to blow up rafts and take matters into their own hands.
Florida's southwest Gulf Coast, the site of the worst damage. Florida's death toll from Ian now stands at 47. In Indonesia, a deadly stampede following a soccer match there, leaving at least 174 people dead. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Authorities there report at least 129 soccer fans and two police officers were killed during a soccer match. Most of them were trampled to death. The stampede began when police fired tear gas to control unruly spectators.
A prisoner swap between the U.S. and Venezuela, freeing seven Americans. The day after Russian President Putin annexed Ukrainian territories, Russian troops withdrawing from the eastern city of Lyman, following Ukraine's counteroffensive. The city of Lyman was key in transporting Russia's front line, Ukraine now able to push further into the occupied Luhansk region. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In a first of its kind, a coroner ruling a 14-year-old girl's suicide was caused by social media. Fox's Roger Stern has more.
Molly Russell died 5 years ago, but an inquest into her death just concluded. The coroner determining that Molly, quote, died from an act of self-harm while suffering depression and the negative effects of online content. The coroner goes on to say Molly viewed material on Instagram and Pinterest that was not safe and shouldn't be available to children. Pinterest apologized for sending Molly emails promoting their content, and the parent company of Instagram says they will carefully consider the coroner's full report.
Several Washington, D.C. police officers facing allegations of confiscating illegal guns without making arrests. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti III says two sergeants and five officers are accused of misconduct, taking illegal firearms from suspects, placing them into evidence, but not making any arrests.
That's just not the way that we conduct business here in the Metropolitan Police Department.
Conti says the investigation began when a community member made an unrelated complaint, leading to the discovery of a separate incident in which two cops had confiscated a gun from a suspect without arrest. The gun was put in evidence, but a written version of the occurrence didn't match body cam footage.
That's not the way that we train. It's not the way that I've been trained, and it's not what we expect of our members.
All seven are on non-contact status while the internal probe continues.
At a Save America rally in Warren, Michigan, former President Trump giving his take on the upcoming midterm elections.
The choice in this election is simple. If you want the decline and fall of America, then vote for the radical left Democrats. That's what's happening. If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, you must vote Republican. You have to.
I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.